Proclamation number 6378 of 15th of October, 1955. Walk to the cross. Cross bearer Jesus Christ. Carry your cross in patience, for it is no heavier than you are capable of carrying. No one needs to collapse under the burden of his cross because there is one who helps him carry it if only he calls upon this one, if he is aware of his weakness and trustingly goes to him who can and does give him strength and fortification as soon as he is approached for it. But anyone who believes that he does not need divine help, who feels strong enough himself, who does not want to acknowledge a Lord above him, will very often feel the burden of the cross, for I myself influence such people through this burden of the cross in order to make their path to me easier, because I have to demand their acknowledgement in order to be able to prepare a blissful life for them one day. Bear your cross with patience, for then you will already be walking a path of the cross which can be a blessing for you. But you can also become inflamed and indignant against your fate. Then you will be in grave danger, for then you will already be my adversaries' prey when help comes to you strikingly quickly, when you are relieved of every burden, for then he will help you because you rebel against me, who imposed the cross upon you for your salvation. I walked the path to the cross for you. I myself collapsed under the burden of the cross because it was immeasurably heavy. But I did it for you so that you should not have to bear such a heavy burden, that it should be bearable for you at all times. Therefore I walk beside you as an invisible cross-bearer, and every help-seeking turn to me will also find me ready to take the burden off you. Yet anyone who walks along stubbornly, who does not make use of my help, will always feel it more heavily. But his own will determines the weight of his burden of the cross. And the human being should beware of calling upon him through unwillingness and arrogant attitude, who is only waiting for the moment when he can step in but who does not want to offer help but only wants to ruin you. I have gone ahead of you the way and I keep calling you to follow me. I have reached my aim by uniting myself as the human being Jesus with the Father, who took possession of my body and filled me with light and strength. Your path, too, can lead to this aim. You, too, could attain immeasurable bliss if you endeavor to follow me. But this also entails carrying the burden of the cross. But you need not walk alone. In me you always have a companion who supports you and helps you carry your burden as soon as you consciously entrust yourselves to me and request my help. But you will achieve little progress if your earthly life is easy and carefree. If you don't free your soul from dross by carrying the burden of the cross, which will hinder the soul's illumination for a very long time. You should release your soul from these drosses, which will not be difficult for you if you call upon the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ for help. But for this reason I place a cross upon you humans so that you may remember him. Through the burden of the cross I want to call you to me, you who are too lukewarm to take the path to me. I will bring to your remembrance what I have done for you through my cross, through my suffering and dying on the cross. As long as you are well on earth, you remember little of my greatest deed of love. Only when the cross weighs you down do you turn your eyes to me, and then you also acknowledge me when you ask me for help. Then you consciously take the path of following Jesus when you bow down to my will, when you remember my crucifixion, my immense suffering, but also my love which sacrificed itself for you. Amen.